Hello, welcome to the Voice of Hope podcast. Today, we have a special presentation from the Heralds of Hope Strategic Partner Breakfast. Listen along as Lyndon Risser presents Burn the Boats.
I want you to leverage your influence to inspire generosity in your children and their generation. The story took place in 1519. A man set sail for Cuba, for the Yucatan Peninsula. With him were 500 soldiers, 100 sailors, 600 horses on 11 ships. His goal was to defeat the Aztec army. The Aztec army had held the world's largest stash of gold, silver, and artifacts for over 600 years. Everyone knew about this stash, and army after army had tried to secure this stash, but at the cost of thousands of lives. The man's name was Hernan Cortez. Cortez did something many leaders failed to invest the time to do. He knew that he had together an army of committed men beyond ordinary people to pull this off. Instead of just signing up thrill seekers, he engaged them to discover their level of commitment and hopes and dreams and what their futures would be. He also talked to them about the treasures. He, you know, what they were, where their lives would be, or what it'd be like after they secured those treasures, what their families would experience, the stories other people would tell about them and for generations, and how they would take the treasure. Now, he made his vision very clear and created great clarity around what he wanted to accomplish. He wanted to create a visual for them of taking that treasure home. He wanted them to see themselves doing that, and he would discuss with them how different they were than other armies. Well, the big day came to sail. And partway out to sea, something awful happened. Cortez woke up to the reality that he was in big trouble. And there was people that were gung-ho about his vision all of a sudden became whiners and complainers. And he realized he had a problem on his hand. People would say, "Mr. Cortez, I am not sure that I should have signed up for this. It's not clear what I signed up for. I don't know if I really believe in this mission," and on they were defiling the team. When they reached their destination, Cortez did not do what most conquerors do and march into war. Instead, he gathered everyone on the deck, and day after day, he would have deck meetings. And in those deck meetings, he would tell them repeatedly what these treasures looked like and how they could have them. He brought up a committed group of men, and would ask them to tell the story. Then one day came the time for them to march into battle. He gathered everyone in on the beach. They gathered around him, and everything became deathly quiet. Everyone had expected a speech about how they were going to go into battle. And they were expecting him to lay out the last minute strategy. You know, when Irish start flying, you meet at such and such a coconut stump. But they had rehearsed this countless times before. Their hearts were pounding, their eyes were bulging, and they were preparing for pending death. Cortez addressed them with three words that changed the game for everyone. Burn the boats. I'm sure that many people were thinking, "What? Wait a minute." But he said it again, "Torch the boats." And with that, they burned their own boats, because Cortez says, "By the way, we aren't going home in our boats. We're going home in their boats." Something amazing happened. They fought like no one else. I mean, I guess you would say, you know, do I want to die or do I want to fight? And they decided they're going to go give it all they got. They fought very wise, very well. And since 600 years, they fought better than anyone else. Their option was, by the way, to take it or die. We too have that opportunity. In this world of moral decay and the wealth and the internet, a lot of that is harvesting our youth. And we'll either take it or we'll die. You know, we live in a twisted world, and we can either throw up our hands or we can burn our boats. In addition to that, don't we hold the world's greatest treasure? A treasure that our forefathers paid in blood? I want you to leverage your influence to inspire generosity in your children and their generation. Cortez knew something the few leaders understood. People must be brought to a decision or nothing great will happen. Three actions contributed to Cortez's success and brought the men to decision. One was he knew that leadership is influence. Cortez knew he had to convince his crew that the reward would outstrip the sacrifice. So my question to you is, do our children and grandchildren know that what that treasure looks like? Or are they confused by how we live our lives? As they say, what we do speaks much louder than what we say. Cortez knew that importance of difficult conversations. To be honest is to be kind. Aren't those that we love the most those that we bring to a decision? How are we preparing our children for the hard life decisions that they will face? Will they pay the price and burn the boats? Cortez knew that reward of delayed gratification. What are we talking about most? What are our lifestyles communicating? Do we model generosity in every area of our lives? Are they experiencing, our children, the reward of storing up treasures now for heaven? You know, we have a commander as well. He too is asking us to burn our boats and sell out for him and not look back. It looks different for each of us. Some of us are called to the field. Some of us are called to support, but all of us are called to deliver on our creative purpose in his army, to win the treasure today for eternity. The commitment is the same for all of us, really. It's full surrender. And the question is, are we not all called to sacrifice our earthly securities and eternal treasures as Christ followers? You know, the beach meetings are coming to an end. We have reached a moral tipping point in our nation. Time is running out, and we are approaching the end of God's timeline. And the tide is going out, and everyone's going to know who's skinny dipping. Isaiah 60 says this. It says, "Arise, my people, let your light shine for all nations to see, for the glory of the Lord is streaming from you. Darkness as black as night shall cover all the peoples of the earth, but the glory of the Lord will shine from you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come and see the glory of the Lord upon you." Today, Heralds of Hope is inviting you to leverage your earthly treasures for kingdom impact. Question is, will you partner with them and other ministries to let the light shine for all nations to see? Do you think the disaster of 9/11 and COVID wasn't the grace of God on us to prepare us for the way people would respond in our nation? How prepared is this world to respond in a healthy way anyway? You know, when a nation loses its moral compass, God's judgment is imminent. We know this from history. We have a priceless treasure to fight for. It's our children. Do they see us in battle for lost souls? Our children and our neighbors, they know. Ask them. I want you to leverage your influence to inspire generosity in your children and their generation. We will arrive home with our treasures waiting for us. And for Jesus' sakes, burn your boats.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to learn more about Heralds of Hope or our strategic partner breakfasts, visit us online at heraldsofhope.org. That's HERALDS of hope.org. Or give us a call at 1-866-960-0292. Or email us at hope@heraldsofhope.org. And until we meet again, keep your eyes on the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, our living hope.